The Voice from Jerusalem presents Yuval Shomron's program, Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. The phrase, to him be the glory in the church, goes like this in Hebrew, Lo hakavod bekerav hakehilah. Although the English translation is technically correct, it has possibly lost some of its meaning simply because we have become used to using spiritual language without really thinking about what we are saying. A more literal rendition would be, to him be the honor in the midst of the congregation. Let's look at this more closely. The word kavod, which is in English variously translated as honor or respect or glory, is in fact all three of these rolled into one. All of these characteristics come to mind when you say kavod in Hebrew. It is used 147 times in the Old Testament and 155 in the New. In a certain way, I prefer to emphasize the aspect of honor. In this generation of pyrotechnics, special effects, and computer-generated worlds, the idea of glory has taken on a different role, more akin to sight than to attitude. Maybe we can put them into perspective by reading Romans 11:36. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. So we are talking about the God who created all of the glorious universe we see and keeps it alive and prospering. In comparison, anything man-made, however spectacular it may seem at the moment, is dwarfed to mere silliness. It's sort of like comparing the finger painting made by a 3-year-old to Michelangelo's creation on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, only infinitely greater in difference. To continue, why does this scripture say, to him be honor and glory and respect in the midst of the congregation? We might think, where else? After all, if those of us in the church haven't learned to honor God, who will? To better understand this emphasis on the midst of the congregation, let's look at 1 Peter 4:10 through 11. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Whoever speaks, let him speak, as it were, as the utterances of God. Whoever serves, let him do so as by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. So we see by this passage that it is exactly in the church when we are carrying out God's work that we encounter the pitfall of taking the glory ourselves. It is particularly among our brethren that we tend to boast, show off, and revel in the manifestation of our gifts. We need to remind ourselves daily of John 15 verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. In case you're wondering, there is no mistranslation here. Nothing means nothing. In heaven, we will continue to give him honor and glory and respect forever, as we see in Revelations 5, verses 11 through 13. And I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and might, and honor, and glory, and blessing. And every created thing which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and on the sea, and all the things in them, I heard saying, To him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.hebrewhighlights.com.
To him be the glory in the midst of to all generations.